Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Wow, it's been a long time since I was able to say that. We're finally back from hiatus and ready to talk about our break and what we've been up to in regards to upcoming guests, etc. As usual, I have my lovely co-host and perpetual thorn in my side, Emily, with me. So let's get going. Hey, girl.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm freezing. Alabama now has decided. I'm freezing. Alabama has now decided that it's winter all of a sudden in one day. So, you know.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like 73 days ago, and now it's like 40.
40 or 50, I know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like in the 30s, maybe 40. Like 40's pushing it today.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, here this week, it's not even supposed to make it out of the 30s here this week. So
I'm hoping it makes it out of the 30s, but it's doubtful. I bought a new outfit today, and I want to wear it tomorrow, so I'm going to need for it to warm up.
It's been a long time since we've done this, hadn't it?
Just a minute, you know.
It's been, I believe our last radio show was exactly a month ago, I think.
Yeah, I thought we had a show on December 7th. We might have not.
Yeah, it was the 7th. Yeah, I thought it was.
I think we had a show on the 4th.
I thought
too,
it was December 4th. It was the 7th. So it's been less than a month, but I mean, it still feels like it. It felt like 3 years, hadn't it?
Yes, it feels like it's been a while, but like not at the same time because my December was absolutely like crazy. So, you know, it doesn't feel like December even happened for me. But at the
right,
same time,
right,
it feels like it was a lifetime. Like, at first, it feels like it didn't even happen, but it also feels like it was a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was long awaited. It was good, but it was, like, so quick that I feel like even though we enjoyed it, like, don't get me wrong, we had a great time. I thought we didn't even stop to enjoy it because it came so quick for us because we had so much going on, and then it was gone so quick, and I was like, man,
right.
December just came and went for us really quick. Why don't you tell us about your December, and then I'll talk.
Oh, Lord. First off, you want to tell everybody what yours truly got you for Christmas?
Oh, well, he got me the best thing ever. He got me a blanket that has my name on it, like a monogram, but not because monogram is your initials. Anyway, and a bottle of my favorite perfume that I have not worn since I was, like, a freshman, so I was, like, 15, that I forgot about completely. And then Megan, my sister, was like, hey, she likes this, wink, wink. And I opened it, so it was the best thing ever.
Your
turn, what did you get?
And your family virtually knew about it for weeks. Your family knew about it.
Yes, like my whole family was like, you're never going to guess. And well, both of us, he was telling me that like my gift was unique and like no one would have the same thing as me because it has my name on it. But I didn't put that together. And like I told him the same thing and he never put it together either. So.
No, I never did. But what you got me for Christmas is staring me right in the face, actually. It's on my bookshelf. It's on my bookshelf and glaring down at me like an evil something or another.
It's in your bookshelf next to the bear, right?
Actually, the bear's in the corner. This thing is like right in the middle of the bookshelf. So it's still
okay.
Still glaring down at me. But anyway,
I'm
both of them are actually.
I'm creating your room decor for you. That's obviously my job.
But thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Anyway, did you got me a, it's like, it's two pictures of us, and then over in the corner, it's a screenshot of, what I sent you about our Soaps and Dips magazine article. All that's in a picture frame. So.
And I was going to just put the article, but then I was like, no, this is so much better because you had texted me and said, we made it. And I was like, that's
we
so
made
much
it.
Better. Like, that has to go in there. And at first I was going to put three pictures of us, but I realized we have like three. We have three pictures. We have four or five, actually, but some of them, like, three of them were taken on one day and two of them on another day, so it was kind of the same picture. And I was like, I'm going to make this better than that. I'm going to do something super awesome. So I had to think about it for a while because I was going to put our logo in there, but then I had this, like, miraculous, like, brain fart moment where I was like, no, I know what's going in there. So I'm glad you like it.
I honestly had the toughest time deciding for you, so I finally had to turn to Megan.
You couldn't decide?
No, I could not decide. I was like, oh my God, what does she like? I mean, it's just, you know. So I
I knew that did your mom have any ideas? Because I feel like your mom had something to do with it.
She didn't.
Really?
So I finally got I got with Megan on Twitter, and of course, Mom came up with the idea for the perfume, and that's when I asked Megan what kind of perfume you like. So that's how that happened.
Well, she thought of a blanket. That was so creative. I would have never guessed that.
And it
that.
Was totally Mom's idea with a blanket too.
I figured
and that was totally
was
Mom's
cool.
idea
I was like,
too.
She knows me so well. She picks out things that I'm obsessed with. I literally have like a weird, like not normal human obsession with bedding. Like I don't know why, but like I'm so I literally have seasonal sheets on the bed. Like I have snowflake sheets on the bed. And I have, like, a comforter on the bed that's white that matches the snowflake sheets. And then I have my quilt and all my other stuff in the closet. Like, I have, like, a Christmas throw blanket. I have, like, a Tinkerbell one that I didn't buy. I swear somebody bought it for me. I have, like, so many. And I'm, like, so obsessed with them. And every time I go in a store that has those, like, fuzzy blankets, I'm like, I need this. And then I'm like, no, you don't. Put it back. You do not need it.
Oh,
do not buy it. And then I was like, someone else got me one, and I didn't buy it because everybody always tells me, like, I need to stop buying, you know, things for my room. Like, I have so much bedding and things like that. And I was like, see, I didn't buy this one. Someone else got it so I can fuel my obsession peacefully.
And those pictures you texted me about your grandmother wrapped in my blanket were just adorable.
Isn't she so cute? She was, like, freezing. And Granddad was too,
adorable.
Like, he had to take a nap.
You can tell
but,
I said that.
Yeah, I will. But I also have a weird obsession with picture frames, and I was like, Cody will love this picture frame because I'm obsessed with them. I bought two picture
and
frames today. One's a collage frame, and one is, like, a black one that has a little martini glass on it that says Girls Night Out, and I'm going to put prom pictures in it. But I bought two picture frames today, technically five because one has four. But, you know.
Right.
So I have a weird obsession with that. So I was like, I'm gonna fuel Cody's weird obsession with it now.
So other than what we got each other, how was your Christmas? Other than that,
it was so good. So I don't know how many people know this, but in December, my grandfather found out that he had to have open heart surgery just out of nowhere. Nobody had any idea. We knew he had kind of a problem. Yeah. We knew he kind of had a problem.
This man is an absolute trooper.
Yeah, well, we knew that there was a little something going on when we would all work out together because he would, like, have to, like, rest all the time, which he mentioned to his doctor. And his doctor told him to just mention it at his, like, yearly checkup with the cardiologist because, like, 18 years ago he had to have one artery, like, unblocked, not, like, replaced or anything. Like, they didn't do surgery. They just went in. Anyway, so he just mentioned it, and it turned out there was a lot of symptoms we hadn't heard about, because if we'd heard about him, he would have been in the doctor's office, but he didn't tell anyone that he was having, because he didn't want to stress anyone out, I guess, and he had an appointment, so he was like, I'm keeping my appointment, so he went on the 6th, and then on the 7th, they told him they needed to do an anteriogram, and so he went in the hospital on the 6th, On the 6th, afterwards, they told him that he had to have surgery, then he had to have a quadruple bypass, which is, like, crazy. And then they did it the next day. Like, he didn't even get to go home. And so, turns out they had to do 5 bypasses, but he was in the hospital for, like, a week. He came home, like, a week later, and we've been taking care of him ever since, which is not that big of a problem. Like, believe me, we're all more than happy to take care of him. But he's doing so much better, he has to go back tomorrow. And so we were just lucky that we actually had him for Christmas because they said that it's a miracle that he hasn't died, basically, because of this.
Because
it's so ridiculous to me.
And he texted me, like 2 days after that, and this man was sitting up, this man was walking, like, 2 days after surgery, 2 days after major surgery.
Yeah, he was killing it, man. He hated the hospital. He was like, they were like, are you anxious? Like, because they, you know, if you're anxious for surgery, they give you a little extra something. And the nurse was like, are you anxious? He's like, yeah, to get the hell out of this place. I think you tell him, Granddad.
And I frankly don't blame him.
Yeah, he was not having it. And, like, we were all, like, you know, there all the time. We were all exhausted, but it was worth it. And Grant and Betty and Joe were, like, troopers, too. They were, like, our ride or die. They were so great, and then they even came over, like, every day once we got him home. Like, just to like check in and stuff. And they, it was so funny because they told him he could eat anything he wanted, and he did. He told us right before the surgery that he wanted O'Charley's prime rib, and then he said afterwards that he changed his mind and he still hasn't had said prime rib because he just doesn't want it yet. But Betty, Joe, and Grant, we always, all of us, go and eat at Dairy Queen. So they brought a box of Dairy Queen, like Dilly bars, to the house for him, and like helped us do the tree and everything. So they helped get them all ready for Christmas, which was
that's
fun.
Cool.
So yeah, he got to enjoy Christmas, and he like had to take a nap after we opened presents until we ate lunch, and then they went home at like 2 or 2:30. So, and then the next day it flooded here. We were gonna go over there Christmas night, but it flooded. So the next day we went over there and, you know, did some stuff, and then he was feeling better. He had a rough day though after Christmas, because he was, but it was a good Christmas. I got some good presents, but that was like the best one.
Oh, I agree. But at my Christmas, we've been doing this for the past probably maybe 10 years.
Right.
10 years. We have the entire family over, all 25 of us. It's kind of a crowded place.
Literally, if we invited our entire family over, we would have to rent a building. Okay, my family, like, because that's your extended family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, our extended family is, like, crazy. Like, there's too many of them, okay? Like, there's the 7 of us, that's our family, but then, like, we have Grant, Betty, Joe, and we have, like, my grandmother's other sister and her husband,
right,
and all of their kids and all of Grant and Betty Joe's kids. Everyone, like, literally in the county, I feel like, is related to us. Like, if we were having our entire extended family over, we would have to rent a building. Because there's, like, my grandmother had another sister, too. So they all have, like, 3 or 4 kids who have kids who have kids. So God bless you for having the whole family over at once.
But this is just immediate family, like cousins and stuff like this. But my mom is one of 8, so I've got cousins.
But,
yeah, I've got tons of cousins.
Yeah, I've got cousins.
So.
See, most of my family, I don't have aunts. I mean, I have my one aunt that's my mom's sister, but I don't have aunts and uncles as far as, like, just an aunt and uncle. But I have, like, my great aunts and uncles are, like, my aunts and uncles,
right,
because I didn't have them, and I didn't have the cousins, like, from Dina or anybody. So we have, I had 3 aunts. My grandmother had 3 sisters, and one of them died, but she had 3 sisters who had kids,
mm-hmm,
and some of them are having, their kids are having kids now, so... Yeah,
wow.
We used to do this Christmas party thing
crazy
at my aunt's where everybody came, but there's too many people for that now because everybody's got kids who are having kids, so everybody does their own thing now. But you know what?
Right.
Bless you guys for having the whole family over at once. I don't think I could take it.
and of course, we always play a Dirty Santa, of course.
Right, that's what they do at Deanie's. But we didn't go this year because of him being sick, which is fine. We had a great time anyway. But what'd you get in Dirty Santa? What'd you win?
I won, this really wasn't Dirty Santa. It was more like it's called the shot game. What you do is you anonymously write down one fact about yourself, and you have to guess said fact. Whoever draws that sock has to guess said fact about you. And if you guess right, you get whatever's in the sock. So I got Oreo balls, score, and something else I forgot. It was 2 things worth of candy. Oreo balls and something else.
What was your fact?
I scored. What?
What was your fact that you wrote on yours?
Mine was, I can adapt to any situation.
See, that's so vague. I'd be like, which one of y'all weirdos? Like, that would be me as a family.
Which one of y'all weirdos can do that?
Well,
but
see, they do, like, the takeaway Santa where you draw a number and then you open that gift and you can take it away from each other. Which I feel like I'd be that person that gets violent. Like, you're not taking it. I'm attached to it emotionally. Like, but we didn't go. We did the thing at home, and then some cousins stopped over and brought some gifts, but we didn't do the Dirty Santa thing this year.
But, you know, and that's true about me. I mean, I can adapt to pretty much any situation. That's very true about me.
It is true. Well, what did you get for Christmas, like your big things that you got for Christmas from your parents or your grandparents, whatever?
I got, let me see, what did I get? Oh, it isn't a big thing, but it's, I got a hookup that goes from my computer to my TV so I can put whatever I'm looking at on the computer on the screen, which is cool.
Yeah, we were doing that with DVDs for a while, but then we got him a DVD player for Christmas, so he'd stop taking in the laptop.
Right. And I've got like a pretty big screen TV, so that's kind of sweet. I just see all that stuff up on the big screen. I got some brand new pair of shoes. Oh, of course, I've only got like two pairs of shoes, literally two pairs. And what else did I get? I can't remember.
I got, of course, the gifts from you, and I got a giant stuffed Olaf, which is like my favorite thing in the world. I got a coloring book because I'm 5 years old.
You're five years old.
A flat iron is exciting if you're a girl, okay? Trust me, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
speaking of coloring books, can we talk about the trend of adult coloring books?
That's what I got.
They're
so cool.
It's just stupid to me.
They're so cool. They're really fun. They're supposed to be stress relieving. They literally stress me out because I have OCD. So I'm like, no. They stress me out. I'm like five. But they're seriously so fun. You should try it. I'm going to get you one now for your birthday. You're going to get a coloring book. But they're so fun.
No.
They have them at, like, the dollar store for, like, $3, like, at Dollar General, whatever. And I got one that's, like, animals. And they're so cool. They're like animals full of patterns, and they actually look like artwork when you color them instead of like being Winnie the Pooh or something. Now I'm going to have to send you pictures of my pictures.
Yes. Did you read that text message earlier about the cat?
Yes, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious, wasn't it?
By the way, PSA, GH Recap's coming back, right?
I'm working on it, yes.
That's his way of saying, sure, if I remember.
Yeah, basically.
Well,
but,
I don't know how many of y'all watch the show, but it has been getting good. So I have literally missed my YouTube tabs so much. Like, we had so much fun. Let's be real. We had a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun. When we had a good week to talk about.
Yeah, when we did, and it was like, please end this torture.
Yes.
And then
like,
we got out of the habit of them because I moved here, and it was summer, and summer is craziness, and everybody in their family wants to, like, have a party. And so
exactly.
It was always like, oh,
so we
let's
just
do this. And card night was on Friday night.
Died.
I know how I have to stalk my family, right? So, you know. For those of you that don't know, I stalk my aunt and her boyfriend. It's my hobby. And they're adorable. So every time they have something in their house, I have to go.
Oh. I have a couple of announcements to make. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central, one of my favorite people on this planet will be here on the show. One of my favorite people on this planet, Megan Golden.
I was like, are you going to tell them who it is?
She's a singer-songwriter out of Nashville who I get the pleasure of seeing live in person at one of her shows back in October. Just the sweetest girl you'd ever want to meet. So that's tomorrow at 4:30 Central. And January 19th, we have another person I met at that same show that Megan was playing, Sierra Braden. She's she's another singer-songwriter out of Nashville who just moved to town like literally 3 months ago. So she's fairly new in Nashville. So we'll have Sarah on the show January 19th at the same time, 4:30 Central. So those are your announcements.
I think my mom is cheating on our food cleanse. I think I hear her eating chips. Guys, we decided to do this like radical food cleanse, and it's like ridiculous. Like, I'm so hungry, but I'm holding out. It's okay. I'll survive. I had pasta yesterday, so I could get it out of my system, you know? But what was I going to say? I had something important to say. I promise it was important, but I don't remember what it was.
You know, there's something really cool about singers, okay? The thing I found about singers is...
Yeah, you know what's cool about them? I'm one of them.
But seriously, both the guests this month, Megan and Sierra, stopped by my table and sat down and talked to me for like the longest time. So that was pretty cool of them to do, I thought.
Yeah, like there were definitely some like exceptional ones. Like we went to a concert a few years ago for my 2016, and Rachel Farley was like one of the openers, and she like on her way backstage stopped and took pictures with like the front row or anyone that could like reach her that wanted one.
Right.
It was super nice because like you don't have to do that. So like people doing that, just stopping to be nice, it was so sweet. She took pictures with me, and I was like, we're best friends now.
And I've heard, I have yet to experience this, but I've heard Kelsea Ballerini does the same thing.
Kelsea Ballerini is the love of my life, okay?
And she will stop and take selfies with you pretty much until the last fan's gone. I've heard.
Yeah, they like...
I have yet to experience that, but I've heard.
Well, we were at Toby Keith's in Cincinnati, and there was, like, one way on stage and one way out, and, like, the artist, like, Daniel Bradbury was there, Sarah Evans was there. Well, they all came out the same way. Well, they were, like, trying to rush Rachel off because they were trying to bring Danielle out. She opened for Daniel Bradbury, and then Daniel Bradbury. So, like, Rachel Farley was Danielle's opener. Danielle was the opener for Craig Campbell, who was Sarah Evans' opener. Well, they were trying to, like, rush people through, but she was, like, not having it. She was, like, taking pictures. Like, she wasn't gonna rush. Like, she was enjoying her time and enjoying meeting people, which I thought was so cool.
That is cool. You know, and speaking of concerts, I've only been to like two concerts my whole entire life, okay? Kenny Chesney back in 2004.
Those were the days, right?
Huh?
Those were the days, huh?
Yes. And my friends at the Springs last year. Both great concerts. But February 20th, I'll be going to... Thank you. February 20th, I'll be going to a Cole Swindell concert. And
I want to go to Adele so bad, but I cannot afford to go to Adele. Remember that thing that said Adele, $800? Excuse me, but hello from the parking lot.
Tell everybody what you tweeted on New Year's Eve about Adele. And I thought it was hilarious when I read it. I can't believe you just did this.
Yeah, because he dared me to, like I wasn't going to, which it was no big deal. He texted me and said that I should tweet hello from the other side, like to the West Coasters at midnight. And at first I was like, I'm not doing that. Then I was like, yeah, I am. So when it was midnight for me, which I'm in Central Time, so it was midnight for me, so I tweeted hello from the other side to the West Coasters. And I'm sure they appreciated it.
I was going to do it, but everybody knows I'm not up at midnight, ever, so.
I know, he's like a fetus. He never, like, he has literally sleeps like a newborn. He's like, oh, it's my bedtime.
Which is totally cool. You do you. But, you know, I am up to... I stayed up till 1 o'clock last night watching Steve and Kayla.
You're
I don't
up to 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, not always, regular. But last night what happened was someone on Twitter, okay, I was like, I need the scene where Kayla, or where Steve says that he loves her. And she's like, the only scene that he said he loved her in, like, the first one, was their first, like, I love you exchange. And I was like, no, he told her he loved her before that. Like, I've seen it. He told her on accident when they were arguing that the only reason he cared was because he was in love with her. And I knew it existed, right? So I was like, I have to find it. Like, the scenes don't have titles. They have numbers. So I was like, I have to find it. So I sat down, and I was watching, and I was just enjoying my time, you know? And it just came up, and it was like magic. Like, the world knew I needed it because it, like, showed up in the second one I watched, and I was like, I told you. So then I sent it to this person, and then I kept watching because I hadn't finished, like, 1987. I was, like, halfway done. Well, there's 201 videos in this playlist. I started on, like, number 70-something last night because I'd seen up to there. And I went from there to, like, 175. But they're not,
oh,
like,
good Lord.
Okay.
It's
they're
crazy.
They're not whole episodes. Well, they are full episodes because back then Days of Our Lives was only 30 minutes long. So the episodes were only 18, 20 minutes long with commercials. Well, most of these, I don't care about anyone else. I just want the Steve and Kayla scenes. So most of these are Steve and Kayla scenes. They're like 8 minutes. Some of them are a full episode, but I skipped through other people. So, you know, it wasn't that bad. But I knew this is going to sound, like, hilarious, but also awful, but also totally soap fan. Okay. Mary Beth Evans, like, has said this from the beginning, like, that it's funny because in Steve and Kayla's, like, first time scene, she's pregnant, and they couldn't use, like, her from the neck down, so they're really careful about what they show of her because she's, like her baby was, like, due. This was, like, her last thing before maternity leave. Like, she was way pregnant, okay? So I knew that I was getting close because I noticed that Mary Beth Evans was pregnant, and I was like, that is so, like, soap fan of me to, like, notice that, like, hey, I'm getting to the point
like
where, like, I'm almost to where they're, because they keep breaking up. I'm like, I know I'm almost there because Mary Beth Evans is pregnant, and you can tell. I was like, once I figured out, because, like, I knew she had a kid in 87, so I'm like, you know, I'm almost there, right? Well, I get to, like, March of 87, and I start noticing, and I'm like, she's pregnant. That means I'm almost there, so I have to keep watching. And that was my life. But I have to watch because I know I'm almost there because Mary Beth is pregnant, which means we're almost to the point that I am actually waiting for. Which sounds so stereotypical and so soap fan and so psycho of me. But you know what? That's okay.
Whatever. That's perfectly fine.
But anyway, so I'm finishing up tonight, so I'm really excited because I saw
a lot of friends were allowed to be a little psycho.
Exactly. Well, I saw a lot of scenes last night that I'd never seen that were so good, and I was, like, amazed, first of all, at the location shooting. Because, you know, soaps back in the day, like, went all out. I was amazed by that, and I was amazed by, like, the acting, and, like, the stories were so good, and I just couldn't stop. So, you know, I'm telling you, one day you're going to watch. You're going to watch, like, old school Steve and Kayla, and you're going to be hooked, and you're never going to go back because I said I wasn't going to do it. And then the queen herself came on the show, and I promised her I was going to do it, so I had to. And then I did, and she was right. I'm in love. And so, you know what? Eventually you will be at the point that I was, where you've had enough peer pressure off of me to watch it, and you will, and you'll be in love with it, just like I am. So,
not
you know,
sure.
I'm waiting for the day to come that Cody's addiction is, like, finally happens. He will.
Not sure.
I promise you.
Whatever.
No, Cody, I swear. it's going to have to happen because you're my best friend, and you're going to have to be obsessed with me.
Oh, Lord.
Not with me, but, like, with me. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, I'm glad we did this. It was nice that we had a warm-up show before the real show tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But my first kiss of 2016. Can you believe it?
I know. I'm so excited. Where are we at on that GH? Since this is the craziest week of my life ever, we'll start GH recaps back next week because I start college this Friday, so... But I was thinking
yes,
we should do it on Saturday, so maybe. We'll talk about it later, but I'm really excited to bring them back because we literally laughed so hard making fun of them.
We laughed our butts off. We did it.
Didn't we have the best time when people were calling?
And some of the callers we had, oh my God.
I know, we had so much fun. We need to bring it back. So I'm really excited.
You do. I agree. But anyway, I think I'm going to let you go and kind of finish up here, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a fun show for our first time back. That was a fun show. I've really missed this place, to be completely honest with you. So I think what I'm going to do now you've heard the announcements tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. That's 5:30 for you East Coasters. 2:30 for U.S. Coasters. We have somebody that I consider a very dear friend, Megan Golden, singer-songwriter out of Nashville. She's coming on the show tomorrow. And on January 19th, we have another singer-songwriter friend of mine, Sierra Braden, who's coming on the show at 4:30 Central as well. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.